cancel all your other presets, and get live and lit with the plug. Power 98.
No limit, Larry Mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breath, we in the kitchen.
Morning madhouse.
What the wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Shaw. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa.
Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
Come on, man. We came to tear the city apart. You heard what he said. It's a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. You're waking up to some wet streets. You're waking up to some rain. 73 degrees in Charlotte, America. And yeah, you're going to be dealing with the rain all day long. Cloud cover. It's going to hold that rain down to about, hold the temperature down to about 81. We might make 81. 73 right now. We might make 81 because the rain is out there and it's going to bring them clouds, rain, and then sunshine kicks up tomorrow. And then Sunday, your 4th of July is going to be a beautiful day, and Monday. A lot of folks off work on Monday. For the folks who are working, you off on Monday because that is the observance of 4th of July. In the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what up? Y'all say what up? The Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, Miss Jessica?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling?
I am wonderful.
In the mad out with me this morning, y'all say, what up? What up, the bourbon?
I say, good morning.
Mooresville.
Good morning.
Lancaster.
Good morning.
Statesville.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America, man.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening?
I'm going to tell y'all what was up. But that Versus battle went down last night. In case you missed it, you know it'll be back on the Versus page. But Bobby Brown, Keith Sweat got it in last night.
Mm-hmm.
Who you went with, Jessica? Who you went with, Bert? Who y'all think won if you checked it out, or the part you checked out?
You know what? I didn't watch this one.
Okay, Bert, what about you?
I think it was a draw.
You think it was a draw?
I think Keith Sweat won the first half.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby came out with his bangers the second half.
And you know what was funny to me? Because I told you this before the Versus battle. I said that Bobby Brown gonna try to dance.
Yeah, you did.
And he did.
Bobby
looked like the old uncle at the cookout, still trying to, boy, you know I still got it, dog.
Now, we all know in this versus, who was the uncle at the cookout?
Definitely was Keith, but Bobby looked like, but when Bobby was trying to do them dances,
Keith kept doing that drunk arm swing.
Keith Sweat was drunk as hell, bro.
Keith Sweat was out of there. But oh my God.
I got to give it to these young men. I got to give it to them, though. They both sounded good. Keith sounded good. And you know what kept happening for me? Every time Keith dropped something, I was like, yo, I forgot he did that one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a moment?
I didn't know it was that song, the Johnny Kemp song.
Mm-hmm.
Just got paid.
Yeah.
I didn't know Keith Sweat wrote that.
But when you listen to it, though,
it sounded like a Keith Sweat
like
song.
It sounded like a Keith Sweat song.
Yeah.
I forgot Silk was one of his groups. That he wrote some stuff and did some stuff for Silk, and he did those. Like I was like, yo,
it was another one he did. That he wrote.
The cut close joint. I remember the cut close though, because that was his group. So
it was a group he wrote for a song. He wrote. I forgot which one it was.
Well, they got up to about their numbers got up to about 400,000 last night.
400,000.
It started slow, but then it started building because they actually started on time.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they started on time. Because they were like, "Boy, Bobby, they're gonna be asleep by 9 o'clock."
They normally in the bed at the time they were going versus.
But it was a good versus battle.
I'm convinced one that Keith Sweat polished his shoes with his hair.
Keith still got it, though. You know what I mean? I got to give it to him. You know Keith Sweat is one of my favorite R&B singers of all time. You know that. But Keith still got it. Actually, and I know you're going to think I'm capping, but truth be told, Keith Sweat used to date mine. Truth be told, this is
for real.
My mama call up here and tell you right now, you know my mama don't lie. Well, not like that. But anyway, but nah, yes.
Not like
that. Not like that. Not to these kind of people. But them other kind of people you gonna lie to. But nah, for real though, he's a date mine. So I was, you know, I grew up, you know, her talking about him, and then, you know, Man, the man can sing, and the man got hits.
He still sounded good.
Keith Sweat was one of the first celebrities that I met up here.
For real?
Really?
I might have been coming to a turning my internship paperwork or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the elevator and I turned around and looked, and he was right behind me on the elevator.
It's smooth, dude.
It was
though.
Just me, him, and one other person.
Mm. Yeah.
He was real quiet on the elevator.
Yeah. Keith Sweat still sound good. But Bobby?
I mean, Bobby, he was a work in progress.
Bobby, he sounded like the spokesperson for a true commercial.
Goodbye.
Now,
Bert.
The one time that I did, I clicked on it right when they were about to go to break.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the song right before that. I don't know if Bobby was just letting his music play or something, but that didn't sound good from Bobby.
No. Nothing Bobby sang last night sounded good.
Yeah, I was like,
don't do Bobby like that. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, man. We out you this morning. 73 degrees today. Side's got to be right in the 81. It's time for your inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. Have you heard about the frog that was born at the bottom of the well? He thought life couldn't get any better until one day he looked up and saw daylight. Climbing up to investigate, he was amazed to find a much larger pond than the one he lived in. And going further, he discovered that the lake was even bigger. When eventually he came to the ocean and all he could see was water, it dawned on him just how limited his thinking had been. He thought everything he needed was down in the well, but it was just a drop in the bucket compared to the things that were out there for him to enjoy. Has your thinking been limited by only what you see around you? Are you reluctant to leave your comfort zone? Are you settling for simply a safe existence? I want you to know that God has rivers deep enough for you to swim in. I challenge you to take a step of faith and experience new depths in Him and go where you've never been before. If the frog can leave the well and enjoy the ocean, so can you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
Yes, sir. Sit back and count your blessings. Boy, yeah, Dietrich, my big brother Dietrich, had went on here and brought that to y'all this morning. Snow Libby Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Wet street, 73 degrees. Today's high's got to be right near 81. You're going to be dealing with rain most of the day, wet street, so be careful out there wherever you're driving to. And you know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about. Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about.
All right, your Madhouse question of the day is, what business better not close in your city?
I'm going to tell you right now, big dog, right now, I got about 4 or 5 of them. Yeah. Midnight Diner, bet not closed.
Ever.
Mr. Charles Chicken and Fish, bet not closed.
Ever.
LaJuan Soul Food, bet not closed.
Ever.
And Cuzzo's Cuisine.
Ever.
Bet not closed. That's my list right there right now. Because they done closed everything else down, Jessica, that I grew up on. So, everything got closed.
This gas station up here on South Boulevard.
The chicken.
And East Boulevard and West Boulevard with
chicken,
chicken and the potato wedges.
Yeah.
Bet not close.
I might go there when we leave. That's a good one. Oh, that's it?
That's what
I'm going to Concord. What a burger, bet not close. What a burger, better not close in Concord. Ever. Right. Ever. That is a classic burger spot. And it's good. They so classic. They just like prices. They don't take card. You got to go in there with cash.
For real? I need to check it out. It's in Concord?
Yeah, the one in Concord.
The one in Concord. All right.
Over there by the courthouse. They don't take no card. Straight cash, homie.
Well, next time I come up there, man, I'm going to hit you up, man. We're going to check it out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to Whataburger.
All right. How do we get in on this, Miss Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee. Or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
When we come back, man, got a special announcement for y'all, so y'all keep it tapped in. It's the plug.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
There it is, Lil TJ Black calling my phone. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Like I said, we got special announcements. First off, you know our block party is coming back. coming back next Saturday, July the 10th. We're going to be live in Rock Hill next Saturday, July the 10th. We're going to tell y'all exactly who's coming to the block party this morning at 7:30. So right after your Nosy Neighbor News, y'all make sure y'all keep it tapped in. We're going to let you know the block party lineup for next Saturday's lineup in Rock Hill at Fiery Crab in Rock Hill, sponsored by Healthy Blue. So, yeah. Let y'all know that. That's his first announcement. 7:30. 7:30 this morning, you're going to find out what's popping for next weekend's block party. And the second announcement is your boy, Ja Rule. He's doing a big show tonight. He's going to be at the Underground Fillmore tonight. He's going to be doing his thing. We got tickets for y'all all morning long. So keep it tapped in for your chance to win tickets for Ja Rule. And he's stopping through the Madhouse this morning at 8:30. So, yeah, so there you go. So, 8:30, he's stopping through, and we got tickets all morning for you to go check out Ja Rule tonight. That's how we do it, bud. We the plug. We told y'all we the plug. Oh, oh, yeah. You can't unhear it either. Come in. No. Perfect, you gonna stop hating. Man, just roll with me, man. God dang.
Sing the right word.
Just roll with me, bro.
Damn, people sing the wrong words or something.
Just go ahead and hit it one time.
COVID.
Let me see.
I'm
COVID.
You gonna hate?
I'm not hating.
I hate him, bro. Just roll with me one time. Just roll with me.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his shit. No cap.
All right, so the folks at Disney have decided to pull the classic Boys and Girls greeting in order to be more inclusive. Before the ruling, the greeting to start the fireworks show was Ladies and Gentlemen, Boys and Girls. Now the greeting is going to be more inclusive and it's going to say Good Evening, Dreamers of All Ages. Now, in case you're wondering, the fireworks display is going to be the same. It's just the greeting that will be changed. Once again, Good Evening, Dreamers of all ages. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
I'm only doing things that's going to help me elevate, man. Carla Ray right there, 623, 23 minutes out of 6 o'clock. Today's high is going to be right near 81. Watch out for the rain all day long. If you're just waking up, you're ready to hit the streets. Yes, yeah, a little bit of rain, light rain out there this morning, but the rain chances are going to pick up throughout the morning, throughout the day, and be with us most of the day, keeping the temperature down to about early 80s. We're not going to move too much further past that. Coming up inside the Madhouse, man, we got your Madhouse Classic Throwback. That's going to drop for you about 6:33 this morning, and then right after that at 6:40. You can find out what's popping for the weekend in our weekend haps. Find out everything that's popping. And make sure you keep it tapped in because it's 7:30 this morning. We're going to tell you everybody who's coming to the block party and who's going to join us next Saturday at our block party down in Duh Rock. So, y'all keep it tapped in for that. There's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. We the plug, big baby. It's Power 98. Okay, No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know we the plug. We know everything that's going on. We tell y'all everything that's popping. And here you go. Find out what's litty in the city for the weekend.
Oh my God, it's the weekend. Hands up for the weekend. It's the weekend. It's the weekend.
Again, Jessica, what you got? That music over there.
Hey, if you're looking for something to check out this weekend, you can take a listen to G Herbo's brand new album. Just dropped today. It's called 25, has 19 songs. Features from Polo G, TJ, and Rowdy Rebel on there. So you all can check that one out. Once again, G Herbo, and the name of it is 25.
All right, Burp, what's popping on the movie scene?
Coming out, The Forever Purge. Y'all know The Purge has a movie coming out every 4th of July weekend. The Forever Purge drops this weekend. And also for your kids, if you want to take the kids to the movies, Boss Baby 2 drops.
For real?
Yeah, Boss Baby 2 drops in theaters. And don't forget about the 4th of July parades that are going down. I know it's a big one at Harrisburg Park that's going down. They got free parking over there at my church. If y'all want to go holler at Oak Grove, they got free parking over there, so you ain't got to walk all over the
place. Over there at Oak Grove?
Yeah, Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
All right, there it is. I got everything that's popping for you for the weekend with the clubs, concerts, everything. All right, we're going to start tonight, Lituations. You know who in there, DJ Butterfingers, Vonietta, they're at Lituations. Tonight, Ja Rule is performing live tonight at the Fillmore Underground. Tomorrow, Renny Rucci. is in there. She's going to be in Lituations. Tomorrow, you already know, Butterfingers and Von Getter, they're taking over world for the all-white party. Tomorrow, Burpee, you're hanging out at the Supreme Fest.
Yes, sir. Going down to Union.
With Asian Doll.
Come on.
Fredo Bang.
Come on.
And somebody else on there.
Bankroll.
Bankroll Freddy.
Yeah.
You got that's in Union, South Carolina, at the Union County Dragway, right?
Yes, it is.
That's tomorrow. Also, Sunday, you can hang out with Tiny T, a.k.a. Tiny Montana. She's got a big 704 day that she's doing in the Queen City. So shout out to them for that, man. A lot of stuff popping. We got your music. We got your movies. We got your clubbing. Everything you want to do this weekend, we got you. And if you missed any of this, you can check our website at power98fm.com, or you can just hit us in the studio. Can't wait some tickets right now, man. Let's Burp, you got them Renny Rucci tickets?
I do have some Renny Rucci tickets,
send
man.
Send them to see Renny Rucci then,
y'all trying to go see Renny Rucci, y'all need to call up here right now. I want caller number 9-704-570-WPEG. Call right now. You trying to go see Renny Rucci in Lituations.
Came with the gang. Came with the gang.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. 5:50 to 10 a.m. on Power 98.
Give me a side. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. 81 is your high for the day with rain in the forecast. We trying to put somebody in the building to check out Renny Rucci. Good morning!
This Jackie from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, just got off that night shift.
Well, Jackie from Kings Mountain, North Carolina, get
what? What?
You call a number 9!
That's what it is!
Win!
And we are putting you on the guest list for Lituations tomorrow night. Renny Rucci going to be in the building. Now you going to be in the building. They're at 3133 East Independence Boulevard. And you got to tell everybody what radio station hooked you up.
Power 98.
Yeah, you better believe that. We got more tickets on the way. Your chance to go see Ja Rule, man. We out here this morning with these tickets. And we still got tickets for the Queen City Fair, too. Speaking of Kings Mountain, though, did y'all know the casino opened last night at Kings Mountain?
I did.
Yeah, that thing popped off last night.
I did. They have, it's temporary.
Yeah, because they haven't finished the whole thing, but they opened right. The part that they did finish, which includes, like, some of the slot machines slot and stuff
machines,
like that.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Kings Mountain. I've been up there, too.
Check that out.
Right off of Kings Mountain Parkway Highway or something like that it's off of. But if you haven't got a chance, or if you get a chance this weekend, which is, this was a great opening because it's, 4th of July weekend is one of the biggest weekend for opening something. So, yeah. So, I know it's gonna be lit down there.
Come on now.
In Kings Mountain.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm so, if you get a chance, go check it out, man. Go check it out. Shout out to everybody in the KM. Huh?
I'm gonna give you some money if you go down there.
Okay. Now, I'm gonna tell you.
Whatever you win off my money, you gotta bring that back to me. We can split it 50-50.
That's fair.
Okay.
But, Shout out to my homie. Shout out to
you can't change it now.
Yeah, definitely can't change it. Nah, you already said it. It's already done. But shout out to my homie Simi, who goes to casinos, who plays all types of lotto and stuff, and he always win. Like Simi went to I forgot where he went, but I gave him some money and he won off my money and brought me back some money. So shout out to him. That's the person you need to give your money to, Bert.
Uh oh. Here we go. Simi!
Shout out to my boy Simi. I know he's gonna be in the casino.
Let me know when you're headed down there, Simi.
We're going to play that Buffalo game. I hope they got that Buffalo game down there.
Buffalo.
You don't play, Burpee. You don't know.
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Let's go.
I shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine big flossing. Yeah. I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business.
You real.
I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98. Good morning. Who you trying to shine?
I'm trying to give a shine to all the Council Baby, including my son Jameer and his birthday twin Jadis on their 6th birthday today. And I hope that God blesses them with many more. And for me waking up and doing my motherly thing, baby.
Shine, 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 yeah.
Power 98, you got somebody you want to let shine this morning?
Yes, sir. Good morning, baby. This is Big Pat.
Big Pat, what up, boy?
What's happening?
What's up, baby? I won't let Miss Jessica shine.
I'm not doing this with you this morning.
I know. Thank you for not breaking my home up. Because if you would have turned me on, I would have left my home.
I know.
And, been in Dallas.
Wait, I know. That's why I keep telling you to stop calling your ass up here.
Wait, what? So if you don't
know,
Big Pat been trying to holler at Jessica Friend on the low.
But if that would have happened, what would have happened, Big Pat?
Thank you. Huh?
You would have broke up his home.
Nah, we don't know.
Hey, you're welcome. You're
homeless.
Welcome.
You'd have been homeless.
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Get out your phone, Big Pat. Ignis
Self. You talking about Big Fat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my dude right there working at the airport. Be safe out there. Stop slanging them bags, man. That boy out there slanging bags right now. Somebody something
trying
broke.
Trying to slang something else. I'm trying to help him.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, it is.
Oh,
what? Yes, it is.
Coming up, man. It's just got your nose today with news. Dropping at 7:24. We got a special announcement at 7:30. And at 7:40 is the hottest hashtag on Instagram.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Take Larry Mann.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
If like you was confused before, let me make it clear. With something like a big deal in the foe. Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News. Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, your Nosy Neighbor News is being brought to you by Ladies Night at Lituations. Vonetta and DJ Butterfingers are going to be broadcasting live tonight. It goes down. Ladies in Heels are free before midnight for VIP tables. Call 984-355-0603. We lit every Friday at Lituations, 3133 East Independence Boulevard. You can log on to power98fm.com for more details about that. Coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News, Hersey Miller. He is a... get in the bag. I'm going to let you know what's going on with him. 50 Cent cracking jokes on Lil' Kim. I'm going to let you know what that is about. And there is a rapper that is missing from Instagram this morning. Who is it?
A rapper missing from Instagram. I'm going to go with, give me Waka Flocka.
Okay.
Flocka done got off of IG.
Big Draco.
Find out who it is coming up next in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is. Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie!
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your Nosy Neighbor News for Friday, July 2nd. One of the U.S.'s most prominent athletes might not be at the upcoming Tokyo Olympics. Sprinter Sha'Carri Richardson has tested positive for a prohibited substance, which disqualifies her from performance at the U.S. Olympic trials. Now, if this story is true, the disqualification might make her ineligible to participate in the Olympic Games. However, one report is saying that she's been suspended for 30 days due to a marijuana violation, which would make her miss the 100-meter event, but not the 4x100-meter relay. So far, there's been no official word from either Richardson or the Olympic officials. Although Richardson has reportedly pulled out of Sunday's meet in Stockholm, where she was scheduled to run 200 meters. On Thursday, the sprinter did tweet just three words, "I am human." Well, also in this world of sports, just one day after the NCAA announced that they'll allow athletes to make dough off their image and likeness, 19-year-old Hersey Miller has signed a $2 million deal with an American technology company. His father, Master P, told us a couple of months ago that this deal was lined up and they were just waiting for the ruling from the NCAA. He says, "I learned from my dad. I'm going to start off by giving back to the community and everyone around me." But to celebrate the deal, he says he's going to treat himself to a Tesla. What's going on with Kodak Black? Earlier this week, he posted himself flushing hundreds of dollars down the toilet. And now he has totally gone dark from social media. Now, some are saying he has gone dark to take some time to think about his money flushing escapades. We'll see how long his social media break lasts. Lil' Kim recently performed at the BET Awards for the Queen Latifah tribute, and the King of Trolls had something to say about her look. 50 Cent posted a picture of her side by side with an owl and captioned it, "Who did this? This ain't right." You know, and then he went on to promote one of his projects that he has going on. Mr. Papers, Lil' Kim's man, jumped in the comments and wrote, "Leave my wife out of your jokes." You heard. If you all want to see the picture, I'm going to have it up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Happy birthday to Burna Boy and Sweetie. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, Jessica. The
neighborhood. Power 98.
Hey. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. It's a Friday fun day. And of course, you know, on a Friday fun day, what we do, Burp?
We drop a song for the people, by the people. Madhouse, y'all give us a suggestion. And the Timbo Radio will drop this song the very next day. Madhouse came up with this one, man. And I feel like this is could be a summer anthem. Literally an every summer anthem. Here in Charlotte.
That's how you feel?
That's how I feel about this one.
All right,
you know, every week I love my songs.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Every one
this
of
one
them,
right here?
Every one of them is the one.
This the one right here,
this
lady.
The one right
this
here?
The one.
This the one.
Yeah. Okay. I got this. They gave me this idea yesterday on my live.
And what it was about?
It's about, they said, make a song about cookouts. I said, you know what? Thanks, guys.
Check it out, man. Like a here go Madhouse back in the lab.
You already know what time it is, man. It's summertime. We outside. We outside. Well, I'm about to have a cookout. Call some friends over. I'm about to have a cookout. It's summertime. We outside, baby. Let's do this. Come on. Entertainment. Grab the burgers, grab the dogs, grab the fish. Grab the salad, grab the buns, grab the dip. Grab the cars, grab the cups, grab the liquor. Grab your homie, tell him come on with ya.
I got the drink, so you know I'm about to pull up. I ain't eating everything, so who made what? Pasta salad, seafood salad, mac and cheese for dinner. I made some baked beans with the ground beef up in them.
We at the cookout, and it's ain't lit. I ain't leaving with the person that I came with. I got some new friends, and it's all gravy. I love my girl there, call that chick crazy.
We got the cheap sodas, so they all flavor. When I'm playing spades, I ain't getting off the table. Kids running around, Pop's finally drinking too, cause he been outside all day cooking all that damn food.
We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout.
We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey,
we just chillin' at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey,
we just chillin' at the cookout.
I know you lying. I know Burpee and Larry didn't think that they were about to have a cookout and not invite me. You got to be kidding me. I got the liquor. I got the food. I'm on my way. Oh yeah, it's about to go down. Cookout started at 2, I get there at 6. Baby, I ain't about to miss that hot fish. Grab my favorite cousins, take a little ride. You know what we about to do, we about to get pool popping, music booming, cause baby we lit. I'm about to call my girls and be like, bitch.
Hey, Jessica, ain't no ugly people allowed over here. Your homegirls better be cute. No ugly folk at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey,
we just chillin' at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chillin' at the cookout.
We just chillin' at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chillin' at the cookout.
What you bringin'?
I got the burger.
What you bringin'?
I got the fish.
Oh, what you bringin'?
I got the chip.
Oh, what you bringin'?
I got the dip.
Hey, what you bringin'?
I got the pros.
Oh, what you bringin'?
I got the liquor.
But well, what you bringin'?
I got myself.
Oh, what you bringing?
Hello, Burb. I kind of like that one. I kind of like that one. That one a little banger. That one a little banger at the cookout for the summer, man. It fit right in there with Will Smith summertime somewhere.
I like it. I like it. We just chilling at the cookout.
Somebody going to be saying that this week. I'm just chilling at the cookout. Sunday, that's your 4th of July weekend theme song. There you go, chilling at the cookout. As a matter of fact, man, if you missed the song this morning or if you came in on it late or you want to share it with your people, you can check it out on our podcast at power98fm.com or we're going to drop it again this morning at 9:30. Right about now, though, you know what time it is. It is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Mad. Are we mad?
That's right. Hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by the All White Affair going down tomorrow. Tomorrow it is live at World Nightclub. DJ Butterfingers Von Getty in that thing. Broadcasting live from 9 to 11 tomorrow night. More details at power98fm.com. Today, Larry is mad at the Olympic Committee. That's right. I'm mad at the Olympic Committee. I know Miss Jessica just told y'all about the story about Sha'Carri. How you pronounce her name? Sha'Carri Richardson. Sha'Carri Richardson just told you about her testing positive for a substance. What I'm hearing is before the Olympic trial. So if she tested positive before the trial, why did y'all even let her run then? You know what I mean? Y'all shouldn't even put her out there if y'all knew she tested positive. And if the test came back later, whatever, then that's on y'all. That's my first beef with the Olympic Committee. And the second part of that is, hell, if it is marijuana, it ain't like it's a performance-enhancing drug. Because from what I'm told about marijuana, it make you a little bit slower. I don't know, but I'm just saying. And the number three part of that is, ain't marijuana damn near legal in every state in this country? Mm. I mean, I know it might be on the ban list for the Olympics and trying out for stuff. It might be on the banned substance list. However, it's legal damn near everywhere in this country, and it's probably legal in other countries too. How many states did we find out it was legal in, Bert?
36
states. 36 states. That's almost all 50.
18 legalized recreational use.
Come on, man. But I'm also mad. I'm also mad at Miss Richardson. Now, after this came out, she went put out a tweet that, "Hey, I'm human. Hey, look, little baby, look, little sister, look, little mama. You ain't got to say nothing. We got your back. You ain't got to say nothing. Let us go to war for you. You ain't got to say nothing.
Do we ever back on this?
I do. Sit down somewhere, Olympic Committee, because come on, man.
I definitely have her back on this one.
Come on,
I
man.
Come on now.
It's definitely. On. It's almost like weed now is almost like smoking cigarettes.
It has no effect on that girl getting out there and running. It's not a performance enhancing drug or anything like that. Leave that girl alone. It's legal in different states. What if she went to LA and that's when she did it? Leave her alone.
But the thing about it is, and the second part of that, Jessica, is, you know, with CBD being out here, you know, that might be in your system and that could lead to a positive test for marijuana. So it could have been something like that. The second part of the Olympic Committee that I'm mad at, I don't know if y'all heard about this. Well, the Olympic Committee that governs the swimming, they have said that they cannot wear the big Afrocentric or Afro swim caps that help the ladies with natural hair. They have banned them for the Olympics. So now the ladies with natural hair, they gotta put all their hair under one of them little ass swim caps. Come on, man. Y'all, what the swim cap gonna do? It's gonna make you swim faster? Olympic Committee, y'all need an overhaul. Y'all got to catch up with the times now. Come
Their
on now.
Specific wording was elite athletes don't require caps of such size.
Olympic Committee.
Black people are the elite. Exactly. Elite
that's who they're getting it towards, Burpee. Stupid. We ain't dumb. That's who they're getting it towards. These females that natural hair that wear them big swimming caps. And in actuality, it was a black swim cap company who was making the swim caps. And they was trying to get a certification from the Olympics. And they saying, they don't want to get a black folk out just do. Let them people in there. Stop playing and let them put them swim caps on these ladies. Man, come on, Olympic Committee. Y'all doing too much this time. Man, hit the hashtag, see what else I've been mad about. They're making me mad this morning, for real.
No limit,
Larry! Boy, you know it's a Friday inside the madhouse, and on Friday, Burpee be fine ass up.
stay shooting.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired.
Fire ass up like a Glock 9.
Like a Glock 9.
If Burpee feel a type of way,
yeah,
we putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day.
You big dummy shooting.
Straight out the booth.
Ooh.
Bring that ass here.
Yeah.
We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. The ignis is real. Your Burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
All right, everybody saw the verses last night. Well, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people saw the verses last night. Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat. And let me tell you something. The outfits took me out of here. Took me all the way out of here. Keith had on the all black in the first round. Then he came out in that all white, looking like God's commander. He looked like God's second in charge with the all white on. And the way he was sweating there, I know he got ring around the collar today. Shots fired, Larry. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Notice he never used a towel to wipe his head because he knew all that Beijing was going to come off of his head and get on that all-white blazer he had on. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
And I'm sorry, but Bobby Brown, just go ahead and do voiceovers for Truth commercials from now on because singing is not for you. That voice was out of here. He said, hello, young boy. Live with I'm like, what are you? Who is this? This is not Bobby Brown. This is
they shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
That's the king of R&B. That was Rocky. That was what that was. His voice was, and then he kept trying to hit the note, like go an octave lower, Bobby. Nobody
not
trained
an octave
you.
Octave lower.
Nobody trained you or prepared you to sing. Or you should have just lip sync. Go ahead and Milli Vanilli the whole rest of the verses, Bobby Brown, because your voice sounded terrible. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
Everybody saw this. Patrick Beverly.
Oh.
Everybody saw Patrick Beverly push CP3 in the back for no reason. At first, I did think that CP3 said something to him. But when you see the video, he just walked. He just walked by him. And Patrick Beverly, he heard them demons in his head. Larry, I'm convinced that Patrick Beverly is a gargoyle and his leader was telling him to push CP3 in the back. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom.
Shots fired.
I don't know. His bottom lip just hang low like something off a little bit. Have you seen Patrick Beverly in the face? Have you just really taken a look at his face?
Look at me. I'm your captain now.
He looked like he would look you dead in the face and say, Caesar is home.
Oh.
Shots fired!
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom!
Shots fired!
Who got this? You got it.
And those were Burpee's thoughts. Think about it!
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know it.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
All right, actor and Wild 'N Out star Bobby J. Thompson was arrested at LAX for allegedly bringing a gun to the airport. According to the LAPD, a loaded Glock was discovered in his bag, and they eventually learned that not only was it loaded, but it was stolen. Thompson has been arrested and charged with felony possession of a stolen firearm. He did later post his bond and was released. When Thompson spoke about the arrest, he said that the gun was in his check bag and was already on the plane when he was arrested. He says, the problem is I'm a felon and was in possession of a firearm. That's why I was arrested. So I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quick.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. iStar phone always ringing, man. We got to pick it up.
Hey, is this my boy? Are you E L R E? You know what I mean?
Oh, wait.
I messed it up.
Why would I be without you?
Baby, what's up?
You can't spell?
At all. I don't text because I can't spell anything I want to say. What's up, Ja Rule?
What it do? What's happening?
Hey, man, feeling good out here in Charlotte, America, in the Queen City. You actually going to be out here tonight.
Yeah, I'm here tonight.
Hey, Ja Rule, we appreciate you, number one, getting up to talk to us. Hey, man, you've been busy. You got your hands in a lot of stuff.
I'm grinding, man, working. You know, that pandemic, man, had everybody, you know, just putting their mind in second, third, fourth gear, you know. seeing what opportunities is out there, not knowing, you know, when this situation is going to be over. You know, good thing has some money on the stash. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to ask you, how does it feel being back out, being back on the road, doing shows again in front of people?
Man, I love it. I did my first show back the other night, me and Ashanti. Well, it wasn't my first show back, but like my first show with Ashanti back.
Mm.
And it just, the energy, it just felt so good, man, to see people back in the buildings enjoying themselves, not stressed out. You know, like this whole pandemic, man, it really put a lot of things in perspective. And I think, you know, people are relieved, man, you know, and not only relieved to be out, but grateful and appreciative of the little things like being able to go to a concert or a basketball game, you know, not, you know, wearing a mask outside. Those little things, man, you know, it's really got people putting things in proper perspective, and I'm just happy to be back outside.
Speaking of the pandemic, Ja Rule, what were you doing when outside was closed?
I was inside like everybody else. Nah, but, you know, I created a really, really dope platform while I was in hibernation, while we was all locked down. It's called Icon, and it's a live streaming marketplace. Icon with two N's.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the App Store right now. Y'all can go get it, download it. It's a really dope app. And what I wanted to do is I seen a lot of artists, you know, looking for ways to kind of keep their thing moving, keep the ball bouncing, so to speak, you know. And they were doing a lot of live streaming, a lot of, you know, virtual concerts, a lot of podcasts popped up, you know. Fat Joe did his Fat Joe mm-hmm. show, you know. So a lot of things, just, you know, people being very creative, you know, verses, you know, everything, people being very creative. And I'm like, damn, this is the time right now to create something that's for artists by artists, you know, where we can create this content, but also monetize it in a way where, you know, that we see fit and not, you know, just give it away to Instagram or Twitter or, you know, Facebook or whatever. You know, I built this platform so artists can now monetize their content.
You know? So you're the black only fans, basically what you is the black only fans.
Nah, you know, we're not only fans. You know, it has the capability.
Yeah. Because I guarantee you, if Kim Kardashian get on there and say she want to sell her boobs for $20,000, she going to make some money.
Hell yeah, if that's what you into, yeah, you're going to make some money.
Ja Rule, let me ask you this, Ja Rule, because, you know, it's been going around the culture that a lot of people don't get their flowers while they can still smell them. Do you feel like you, Ashanti, Irv Gotti, Chris Gotti, Murder, Inc., do you feel like y'all have gotten y'all flowers while we can still smell them?
You know, that's a good question, because I would have to say yes, of course. You know, when you sell over 30, 40 million records worldwide and won countless awards and, you know, been successful in your career, how can you say you've not gotten your flowers? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, are we living in a time where in society, you know, we have cancel culture and we have all of these crazy things where, you know, people's voices are very big, boisterous, and they're heard. So, you know, are we living in a time where you can also get scrutinized and publicly, you know, memed and humiliated for things that you do or things that you may get into or whatever like that? Yeah, we also live in that time. But, you know, I think we've come back full circle, and I think we're noticing, you know, that you only have your legends here for so long. Mm. And you know, you got to appreciate them and cherish them while they're here. And I think hip hop, we're the last on the totem pole to really come around to that. You know, I think we're such a young genre of music that I think, you know, it's taken us a little while to grow up in hip hop, so to speak. But now we're grown. Our oldest elders, face elders, are in their 60s and stuff like that. So we're getting to a time where it's, you know, we're adults in hip hop, and, you know, artists are starting to make temporary adult hip hop music, if mm-hmm. you will. You know, so we're in a different space, and I think, you know, we're starting to understand that you got to cherish your legends and your stars and give them their flowers.
And let me ask you this, Ja. Everybody's been watching the Versus battles that have been going on.
Yeah.
Will you do a verse? Would you do a verse?
Yeah, I would. I mean, who on the verse? Me?
Well, that was gonna be my question. That was gonna be my question, Ja Rule. You know, you said that you know which verses battle everybody wants to see. They want to see you up against 50 Cent, and you said that woo! Ain't gonna happen.
You said that ain't gonna happen.
But I want to follow up to Burpee's question. You know, we've seen the Monica versus Brandy. We've seen the Gucci versus Jeezy. Will you reconsider and go up against 50 Cent?
Curtis.
Listen, I'm not, you know, the original one that said they wouldn't do it. I'm all for all the smoke.
Okay.
I love it. You understand? I don't think y'all know me the way y'all think I do.
Hey, John, they need to put some respect on your name out here in these hit streets, Ja Rule.
Yeah, I love it. And you know, my catalog speaks for itself. You know, I have a pretty cool catalog of hit records that I'll sit down with anybody and do a versus. So I'll match my 20 with anybody's 20.
Okay.
You know, so.
I like that. Yeah, not,
yeah. I like that big smoke top.
Yeah, John.
I like the big smoke top, John. I like it.
Yeah, I put Vinny up against any hip hop album in the history of hip hop.
Listen, man, I ain't worked this hard to be scared of nobody.
I know that's right. I love it.
I work hard in the studio, man.
You get some exclusive right. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I got excited,
Burp. You got excited?
I got excited, my
damn,
man.
Damn, bro.
My man. Ja Rule over there cussing. I felt like I was in New York for a second. I mean.
Yeah. I got some new records that, you know, I'm been working on and new music that I've been working on. Really, really cool, dope, man. It's sounding real, real, real relevant, real right now.
Oh, that's what's up. Irrelevance is key.
But, you know, the interesting thing is, it would be kind of hard for me not to sound like right now when my sound is right now. You know what I mean? So it blends right in. You know what I mean? You can play my right next to
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Roddy Rich and right next to, you know, Future and whoever else is out there rocking, and it sounds right in pocket.
When you were out and you were putting out music, that your music was ahead of its time, because at the time there weren't too many rappers who were necessarily what they were saying singing the way that you were when you came out. So do you feel like it was ahead of your time? Ahead of its time?
That's a good question. Like I said, man, when you moved the units, you moved, and you got the radio spins that you got, you know, I can't say that I was ahead of my time. I think it was right on time. You know, I just think the public was ready for it, obviously. You know, I think the hip-hop community didn't understand what I was doing right away, but they got it when they started seeing the success of it. You know, let me tell you something. What I did was fearless. When I made Put It On Me and those records in the studio, people were scared. Like, my kid around me was scared. Like, yo, it's hot, the rule. I don't know, man. You know, but for me, it was like, you know, I'm venturing off into my own lane. You know, you had me, X, and Jay in that period, and we were the three killers at Def Jam and really, really, you know, making our bones at radio. And it was, you know, we were very competitive, the three of us. X had his lane, God rest the dead, rest in peace, my brother, the dog. He had his lane. You know, the streets was action. That was it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jay, he had that. He had the flash. He had the, you know, he was the money, you know, flashy, the fly. You know, he was that. He had that on lock.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just this dope MC that was kind of in the middle there, young, you know, still trying to figure it out, you know. And then that second album hit, Rule 336. Where I kind of put it all together. That was my coming out party, if you ask me, because that's when I said to myself, I gotta do something that's so out the box, that's so different. I gotta get myself away from what X is doing, what Jay is doing, and create and carve my own lane. And that was, for me, women. That ladies lane, that's who I was. Women were gravitating towards my sound, towards, you know, towards my vibe, towards my style, everything. And so I was like, you know what? I'm I like the ladies. The ladies like me. Mm-hmm. Let's rock with it. Let's rock some of these motherfucking joints. And the sound just evolved into that, you know. And you got the records that you got. And trust me, Def Jam was scared.
Yeah.
When I brought them back, Room 336, they was like, yo, I don't know about this job. They actually rejected the album, was like, yo, go make another album. You didn't protect the underbelly. You didn't give us enough street records.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good thing that I was confident in what I was doing enough to say, no, guys, I'm rolling with this. And hence, y'all got the hits that y'all got, and you know, the rest is history. But, you know, I, for any young artist out there, believe in what you're doing.
Got to.
You know, everybody else might not see the vision. Everybody else might not understand your calling. But, you know, it wasn't a conference call. So keep pushing.
Ja Rule, man, you've made a stamp in the game. You're still out here performing. You're going to be performing live tonight at the Fillmore. What kind of show, if somebody's never seen a Ja Rule show, what kind of show you going to bring to the ass?
Man, you know, for everybody that has seen a Ja Rule show, you ain't never seen this one.
Okay.
I'm bringing my band. I got a new band, and I'm going live percussion, live instruments.
That's dope.
Now, from now on my shows, I should have been doing this. You know, I'm a singing rapper, man. I you know, once I sat with my band and I started hearing the way those records were flowing and the way I'm able to break it down and you know, speed it up and just, it's just different. I'm the maestro when I have my band with me, and it just sounds so much fuller, and you're gonna see what I'm talking about. Everybody, come on out, man. Enjoy this nostalgic music, this beautiful time in hip hop, this beautiful era in hip hop. You know, Ja Rule, Murder Inc., Ashanti. We had a great moment in hip hop, and y'all should enjoy it. Y'all should come out and experience it. It's going to be something that you've never seen, but you're going to really, really love it.
And speaking of the music, Ja Rule, when are we getting new music from you?
Sure, I'll sing y'all something right now.
I'm talking about the album. We want the album.
I really got some dope records, and I'm coming with them. I did some really cool features, you know, with some artists, and it's sounding like magic. You know, I'm looking to do something that many artists haven't done, you know, right now. I'm looking to come out and hit y'all with some music that y'all really appreciate, and people say, oh, wow, I vibe with that. I rock with that.
Right.
You know, I think there's a place for the older hip-hop artists where they can come in, you know, the Nas's, Jay-Z's, Ja Rule's. You know, we can come in and still, you know, give y'all these classic hits, this classic material, and it still feel good and it still fit in pocket with what's going on now. So here I come.
Let me ask you this, Ja Rule. I know you keep your hand on the pulse of what's going on in hip hop. Who you think doing it real big right now? Like who you watching? Who you checking out, listening to? And you like, boy, they bringing it.
Man, you know, I like Lil Baby. He bringing it, man. I like I mentioned Rowdy earlier. I like Rowdy a lot. You know, listen, man. Out of the ladies, man, I've been rocking with that new body on a Khaled's joint. That joint right there go hard, man.
I like that song.
Big
and that
paper,
song.
Big,
a lot of people were giving her a hard time about that song. I love that song.
Man, I listen. that thing go.
Yes, it's one of my favorite songs on that album.
I got to ask you this question for my mom.
Yep.
She always, every time.
What up, mama love?
Yeah.
Your mama?
Yeah, for my mama. You know, so I read and I think I heard somewhere that you grew up somewhat Jehovah's Witness.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure.
So how was that in navigating
they
the music
still
industry?
In it. They yeah, still have my, you see, in my family.
My mom is too. So how was growing up like that and then having to navigate the music industry, how was that, bro?
Well, thankfully, I got out early. But, you know, my mom, you know, she was, like I said, my whole family was into it. But my mom got disfellowshipped. You know what that is.
Oh, yeah, of course, and I know what that is.
Yeah, and once she got disfellowshipped, that was it for me. She got disfellowshipped when I was like 11, 12 years old.
For the Baptists, what does that mean?
That mean you can no longer participate in the activities at the
right.
highest
they,
level.
Right, they like banish you.
Yeah,
and nobody's
like
allowed
you.
To talk to
oh,
you.
Oh, they don't do that in the Baptist church.
Hold on, how about they banished your mom, Trevor?
Yeah, disfellowshipped.
They banished my mom. Yeah. And you know, when they do that in the Jehovah's Witness religion, nobody's allowed to talk to you
right.
until they reinstate you.
Right.
So it's like, like nobody, like even her parents and her brothers, them, they're not allowed to talk to her. So I was living with my grandmother at the time, and I was with my grandparents, and because you know how I was with black homes, they had the more stable environment for me. and so my mom would come get me every weekend, and I'd spend the weekends with my mom. And so that stopped when she got the fellowship, and I was like, hold up, what's happening here? Why is mom not coming to get me on the weekends anymore? You know, that sort of thing. And it was like, well, you know, she's a fellowship, and until she gets reinstated, she's not going to be. I was like, what? That I'm out. I'm going to live with mom. And that was it.
Yeah, oh, that's when you started to go see T.D. Jakes. All right, cool. You get it.
That was it. That's when I went straight AWOL and crazy and started selling drugs. It was a whole different scenario, man. I went from comfort to whoop.
Well, thank you, Ja Rule, for checking in with us this morning, man. And we look forward to seeing you tonight at the Fillmore. It's going to be crazy, man. Fillmore Underground, we out there tonight.
Fillmore Underground, we out here. We in these streets.
Put me on the list, baby. Put me on the list.
Let's get it.
You see how he laughed. He didn't tell you he was on the list. But, but if y'all want to go see Ja Rule tonight, man, call number 9. I got you. 570-WPEG, 1-800-525-0098.
Good morning. Today is a wonderful day.
Best in the morning.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, 550 till 10 a.m. on Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. I told y'all all morning long we're going to put you in the building with Ja Rule. We're trying to put somebody in there tonight right now. Good morning.
Rashad.
What's up, Rashad? What's up, Witch? What you doing, bro?
Dude, driving my boy to the barbershop.
Oh, what barbershop they go to?
Custom Cuts.
Okay, what is it? Custom Cut.
Off Eastway.
Off Eastway.
City Side.
Over there at City Side. Hey, Rashad.
What's going on?
You calling number 9, big dog?
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
What do you got, Bert?
We sending you to go see Ja.
Okay.
Rule.
That's what I'm talking about.
R-U-L-E. Tonight is going down at the Fillmore, the Underground. We're going to put you in the building. You got to tell everybody what station is the only station giving away tickets to see the homie.
You already know. WPG Power 98. The plug, bro.
Let's play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's go with it, big dog. You know what time it is inside the madhouse. Let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart.
Good morning, Diamond.
What's up, Diamond? We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you 3 questions. If you get 2 to 3 questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Diamond, if you do not, we taking that hood black card, all right?
Okay.
All right. We played the hood Black Jeopardy way. We give you the answer, and you give us the question.
What?
You seen Jeopardy before?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, okay, all right. So you got 3 categories. Jessica, which category?
The Obamas.
Burp.
Why they sound like that? The voices of the culture.
And mine today is quite simply Ja Rule.
Okay, let's go with why they sound like that.
All right.
Why they sound like that? This distinct, deep-voiced female was the lead singer of the greatest-selling female group of all time.
Who is Beyonce?
No.
You want the same category or you want another one?
Let's go with the same one.
Okay.
The same one. Why he sound like that? He was told that he single-handedly destroyed R&B. With auto-tune.
Oh, who is T-Pain?
You got that one. You still in the game, baby. You still in the game. You on the board. You in the game. If you get this correct, you win. You are Black Smart. If you do not, we taking your hood black card. What category do you want?
Oh, I'm so nervous. I guess let's keep the same one.
All right, same one. She in there. Say she going for the money win.
Here we go. This is the money question. This distinct voice in hip hop told you to put your hands where his eyes can see while you pass the Cavazier.
Put your hands. Who is Jay-Z?
Oh, I handed it to you.
He gave it to you on a silver platter.
I handed it to you.
Damn, girl. Damn.
No.
Literally threw the alley up.
Oh,
alley
man,
to you.
You might well just told her who it was.
Larry, what's he black
on? Hell no. Nah.
Hell no, to the no, listen.
You don't get your monk ass off this phone. You want these tickets, man, you gotta answer. Ask one of Burberry's questions for Black Smart. All right. 570-WPG, 1-800-525-0098.
It's the Carolinas' favorite way to wake up.
If you don't wake up that brain, that's your fault because you didn't wake up the brain. You got to feed the knowledge.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
In the morning.
On Power 98.
Trying to put somebody in the building tonight to check out Ja Rule. Good morning.
This is Lachey.
What up, Lachey?
Hey, y'all.
What up with it? So you got to answer Burby's question from Black Smart if you want to win these Ja Rule tickets.
Okay.
All right, Burp, hit her with the question.
This hip-hop artist told you to put your hands where your eyes can see while passing the Kavazi
Act. Who is Busta Rhymes?
There it is, boo.
You got it!
You win.
You are correct, and because you are right, we're going to put you in the building to see Ja Rule at the Underground over there by the Fillmore. It's going down tonight. You in the building, and tell everybody what station put you in there.
Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holler at your folks.
What do you have to say?
Each and every day, man, Madhouse question of the day. You know how it goes down. We ask the question at 6 o'clock. We drop your responses about this time. And what was the question of the day?
Today we asked you, what's one thing in your city that bet not shut down?
G-Dog32 said Lancaster's in Mooresville. He said, I don't go as much, but when I want them Jamaican honey wings, they needs to be available. Nakina84 said, hey, I'm still mad about the chicken coop. LaKenya said Cuzzo's. Tony Nicole Boss Life. And yeah, this is a good one. Nicky's Food Shop on Bates Ford Road. But them Nicky's Salads, yeah, I went the other day. Woo! Certified said Nappy Chef. And what the fries better not close. And the Ashley B said Carolina Place Mall. And my sister, Miss Oh So Good, said Power 98.
Let's see. Craig says the barbershop and beauty salons.
Okay.
Keith West said the liquor store.
Yeah.
And my homeboy Lucky says Tops China, Chicken King, and Chicken Box.
I got Chicken the Comedy Zone and Beasley Media Group.
Wow.
They bet not close.
That's what I do. All right. No voicemails today because I forgot to pull them up. I'm going to just be transparent. I forgot to get them up. Coming up, though, we got your Madhouse song of the morning. We're going to drop that for y'all.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Migos right there with that straightening right there. Killed that one on the BET Awards. That's up on our website, too, power98fm.com. You make sure you check that one out. But you know, each and every Friday, we go in the lab, Madhouse Nation. We make a song out of anything. If you missed it earlier this morning, Burpee calls himself the Timbo of radio. And somebody challenged him to make a song about, you know, cooking out and being at the cookout this summer. So that's what we did. Check it out right now at the cookout, Madhouse. You already know what time it is, man. It's summertime. We outside. Well, I'm about to have a cookout. Call some friends over. I'm about to have a cookout. It's summertime. We outside, baby. Let's do this. Come on.
Entertainment.
Grab the burgers, grab the dogs, grab the fish. Grab the salad, grab the buns, grab the dip. Grab the cars, grab the cups, grab the liquor. Grab your homie, tell him come on with ya.
I got the drink, so you know I'm about to pull up. I ain't eating everything, so who made what? Pasta salad, seafood salad, mac and cheese for dinner. I made some baked beans with the ground beef up in them.
We at the cookout, and it's thing lit. I ain't even with the person that I came with. I got some new friends, and it's all gravy. I love my girl there, call that chick crazy.
We got the cheap sodas, so they all flavor. When I'm playing spades, I ain't getting off the table. Kids running around, Pop's finally drinking too, cause he been outside all day cooking all that damn food. We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout. We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout. We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout. We just chilling at the cookout.
Hey!
We just chilling at the cookout.
I know you lying. I know Burpee and Larry didn't think that they were about to have a cookout and not invite me. You got to be kidding me. I got the liquor.
I got the food. I'm on my way. Oh, yeah. It's about to go down. Cookout started at 2. I get there at 6. Baby, I am about to miss that hot fish. Grab my favorite cousins, take a little ride. You know what we about to do, we about to get pool popping, music booming, cause baby we lit. I'm about to call my girls and be like, bitch.
Hey Jessica, ain't no ugly people allowed over here. Your homegirls better be cute. No ugly folk at the cookout. We just chilling at the cookout. Hey, we just chilling at the cookout. We just chilling at the cookout. Hey, we just chilling at the cookout. We just chillin' at the cookout, hey! We just chillin' at the cookout. We just chillin' at the cookout, hey! We just chillin' at the cookout. What you bringin'?
I got the burger.
What you bringin'?
I got the fish.
What you bringin'?
I got the chip.
Oh, what you bringin'?
I got the dip.
Hey, what you bringin'?
I got them pros.
Oh, what you bringin'?
I got the liquor.
But what you bringin'?
I got myself.
Oh, what you bringin'?
Wake up.
You was asleep? I'm waking you up.
Every weekday mornings at 5:50 a.m. to 10 a.m. with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Shout out my nigga Cinco.
Caught the BMW. New deposit, I picked up another bag like... But I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanging. But I guess that's how it sound when you winning. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. Can't get married. Only I give a conversation to a Siri. My pants are married. Yes, I'm winning clearly. I'm the chosen one. See my potential, so they fear me. Lately, I've been praying, God, I wonder, can you hear me? Thinking about the old me, I swear I miss you dearly. Stay down till you come up, I've been sticking to that theory. Every day a battle, I'm exhausted and I'm weary. Make sure I smile in public when alone, my eyes teary. I fought through it all, but this shit hurt me severely. I've been getting high to hide behind my insecurities. Taking different, but I know it ain't. Cop the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag like. But I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanking. But I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. Never put out a weak verse. Homicides when we lurk. I'ma step to my feet hurt. When putting them streets first. White tees turn burgundy t-shirts. Looking for some real, he's stuck in a deep search. Anxiety killing me, I just wanna leave Earth. When they ask if I'm okay, it just make everything seem worse. Trying to explain your feelings sound like something you rehearsed. Stab me in my back with a clean smirk. Looking so deep into your eyes, I can read your thoughts. That shit, fuck, I mean, please don't talk. I done been through too much and I don't need another loss. Put that on every war scar for every battle. I caught the BMW, new deposit, I picked up another bag like. But I'ma count while I'm in it. I hear planes flying, crowds screaming, money counting, chains clanking. But I guess that's how it sound when you win it. I ain't joking, do it sound like I'm kidding. I've been making like 2,000 a minute. So high up through the clouds, I was swimming. I'm probably gonna drown when I'm in it. I bet she gonna get loud when I'm in it. And we might have a child when I'm finished. When I'm finished. When I'm finished.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It is time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, July 2nd. It looks like one of the United States' most promising athletes might not be participating in the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, Sha'Carri Richardson. She tested positive for a prohibited substance, which disqualifies her from performance at the U.S. Olympic trials. Now, here's what's going on, because it's still being reported on a bunch of different sites that she still might get to participate. CNN is reporting that she can't. She has been given a 30-day suspension.
with that 30-day suspension, she would miss her signature event, which is the 100-meter event. But she might still be able to do the 4x100-meter relay, which, if she can't do that, she still might qualify for the Olympics. So it's still some conflicting information in there as to what exactly this 30-day suspension means as far as her participating in the Olympics. Some are reporting that she just won't be there. Some are saying, no, she still might have a chance to be there. But Shakira is speaking out. So if you all want to hear what she has to say, it's up on our website, power98fm.com, straight from her mouth. Larry? Because I know y'all were talking about
it. No. Because earlier I said in Larry Mad, hashtag Larry Mad, that I feel like, you know, with this particular type of drug that they're talking about, marijuana, mm-hmm. I don't think this would have helped her in her race.
Helped or hindered.
Right. So I think marijuana is one of those quote unquote drugs that has been approved in so many states. Like, it's damn illegal. It's like cigarettes now. So I think they need to leave this one alone. But hey, you know, they're going to push it mm-hmm. because of whatever.
I feel the complete opposite. As a professional athlete, you got to know better. You have to know better. You got to discipline yourself to not do stuff like this, especially when you're in the moment and you have the chance of a lifetime. This is what you trained your entire life for, so why jeopardize it by doing something like this? You might not like the fact that weed is illegal. I don't like the fact that weed is illegal, but the fact is, it is illegal in certain places. So you have to know better as a professional athlete. When you have the Olympics coming up, this is the chance to represent your country. This is the chance to show everybody that you're the most dominant person in the world. And you blow it. You could potentially blow it because you want to smoke weed.
One of the other things that's coming out with this story is that she's saying that she did this when she found out. She got the news that her mother had passed away, which brings up a even deeper topic that we have seen here a lot lately with Naomi Osaka, dealing with the mental health of our young athletes, making sure that they are able to deal with their anxiety and deal with triggers and things that might just mess with their mental health. There's a deeper conversation that goes along with this. So this is just all around sad. And I am still 100% a full supporter of this young lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just one day after the NCAA announced that they'll allow athletes to make dough off their image and likeness, 19-year-old Hersey Miller has signed a $2 million deal with an American technology company. He says to celebrate, he is going to buy himself a Tesla. So shout out to him. Happy birthday to Sweetie and Burna Boy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.